With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the February 24th. Have you kissed your hedges today edition of the Best Stocks Now and Best Inverse Funds Now radio? Boy, am I glad to have a safety net underneath me. You know, I've been bullish for the last almost 7 years, but I turned very, very cautious last fall. And I've grown even more cautious this year, have about a 10 to 15% position in inverse funds. We're up today on a day when the Dow is down 234 points. This is the second day in a row of a big drubbing in the market. Was that a bear market rally that we saw earlier this week and late last week? I'll be talking about that in my newsletter this weekend. It is most important to understand where we're at in this current economic cycle and in this current market cycle. The Dow is down to 16,205 once again. The S&P is getting walloped today, down 25 points. We're clear back to 1895. We're down 1.3% today. The NASDAQ is down a whopping 66 points. That's 1.5%. I do have an inverse fund there on PSQ. I also have an inverse fund on the small caps, which are also getting walloped today. The NASDAQ is clear back to 4,437. Crude oil is the problem once again. It's either the problem or the reason. It's either the problem for the drop in the markets or it's the reason for the rise in the market on most days. Crude oil is at $30.65. It's down 3.8%. Today. Gold is soaring. I hope you've been listening to me on gold. I featured a gold stock. I'm going to feature a gold stock today. The euro is at 1.102 and the 10-year yield is clear down to 1.65. That is a real fear indicator. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour and Best Inverse Funds and Best Mutual Funds, whatever we can find in this market. I mean, there are great spots in the market right now, believe it or not. I'm looking at my gold stocks here that I finally have become bullish on. They're soaring this today. I was a bear on gold for many years, and I was a bull on the stock market. But when markets change, you better change with it. What I have found in my industry is there's three main ways that guys like me or gals like me handle accounts. They're either passive investors, which means, you know, laissez-faire, let it ride no matter what comes, come what may, asset allocation. Your active investor like me who adjust with changes in the market, or I think the unfortunately, from my observation in the industry for 20 years, I find most people in my industry are the third type of investor for their clients, and that's asleep at the wheel. Other than getting a birthday card, you know, every year, they're not managing the portfolios. That's just my observation. Take it for what it's worth. I have been raising, you know, my cash levels here this year. I put a little of that to work last week in some areas of the market that I like right now. But you got to believe that yesterday and today are reminders of just how precarious this market is. I had to suffer through three or four big days, up days in the market. But let me tell you another observation, and I'll be covering this in my newsletter this week, which you can get at GundersonCapital.com. If those were bear market rallies are fiercer to the upside than bull market rallies. Why? Because they're also magnified by a lot of short covering. People that are short the market panic on about the third day of an up day, and that pushes markets even up higher than they should have been, and they look even better than they should have been. And I'll take a look this week and analyze whether or not those were just relief rallies that we saw earlier this week. It didn't change my stance on the market one single solitary bit. I am still a very, very nervous investor with a lot of cash on the sidelines and those hedges in place, those safety nets in place, which are soaring to the upside today. I am thankful today to be hedged in the market. When I woke up this morning, I saw the futures way down. I go, you know what? All right, fine. You know, that's the way it's going to be. I have those hedges in place. And as I look at my overall portfolios today, they are actually up a little bit today. All right, Trump wins big in Nevada. 45%. You know, I keep saying if the Republicans want to beat Trump, one of the challengers, either Trump or either Cruz or Rubio, need to fall on their sword and hand it off to the other guy and say, good luck with this, because the two of them continue to chop each other up. I mean, if you add those two together, it's greater than Trump. So, hey, you know what? Something's got to give here fairly soon, or Donald Trump will be the Republican nominee, and maybe, you know, that's fine with you. But there's some issues that I have with Mr. Trump, mainly on how he treats his fellow man. You know, I just, that really, I don't like the way I see him treat his fellow man. But you know what? The debate, another one tomorrow. Super Tuesday is next week. 11 states will vote. So it seems like the Democrats are narrowing down on their candidate. It seems like the Republicans are narrowing down on their candidate, unless they do something drastic. And why don't I even bring this all up? Because, boy, does it impact. Will it have an impact and an effect on your portfolio going forward? Bear market rally, we covered that. We'll talk about that in the newsletter this week, GundersonCapital.com. Target beats. Okay, now there's some positive news today. Target beats earnings. Target is up $1.05 today. Believe it or not, Target e-commerce growth, that's online shopping, is growing faster than Walmart and Amazon.com. How about that? I guess you can go to Target.com. Why fight the parking lot? Why fight the aisles and the right to go down an aisle when there's a couple of people, you know, stopped? They're parked there with their shopping carts, and they're reading the ingredients, you know, on the can of pinto beans to make sure they're gluten-free or whatever. But they're blocking the aisle. Well, you can stay home and order online, which a lot of Americans are doing these days. We have Target up today. That's a bit of good news here. Lowe's, on the other hand, which I do own. I own both Lowe's and Home Depot. I got to be honest with you. Over the years, Home Depot has been a much better performer than Lowe's. And today I'll be questioning myself on this position. Do I want to continue to own Lowe's? They did report earnings that were in line with estimates. The stock's down just a few bucks here today on a day when the market is getting clobbered. Pound sterling continues to drop. Well, they're talking about a Brexit, aren't they? Britain leaving the EU. They'll be voting on that. I got a hunch that they're going to vote to leave the EU. I don't know. We'll see. Meanwhile, TJ Maxx, they beat earnings. I gave up on my TJ Maxx. It just was not going anywhere. It's been a good company over the years, but in this environment, I didn't feel comfortable owning it. TJ Maxx did beat earnings by 5 cents. The stock is up 47 cents here today, but it's kind of been a sideways stock here for the last couple of years. Dine Equity. Hey, if you go to the IHOP on Saturday morning and get some breakfast, or if you go to an Applebee's on the way home from work, that's Dine Equity. Those two companies merged some time ago. They own 3,667 restaurants. I would call that a chain. I would call that a plastic restaurant. That's what my dad used to say. I'm not going to any plastic restaurant where they make the ribs in Milwaukee and ship them out here to San Diego frozen. That was just my dad. Anyways, that stock beat earnings up 64 cents today. No big deal. Dine Equity. We have Mobileye. You know, that's the automated car. That's the one that makes all the sensors around your car. on these self-driving cars. That stock getting slaughtered today, down 12.4%. This is not an environment to own high-flying stocks like that. Mobileye down 12.4% right now. RY, Royal Bank of Canada. The Canadian banks are getting pounded. They have an economy that is very much dependent upon natural resources and very dependent upon oil. The Canadian stocks, I think, were down about 15% last year. They're down again this year, and that's not helping the banks. In fact, financials all over the world look very, very vulnerable to me, even here in the U.S. Yes, even here in the U.S. Negative interest rates would be another factor there. Well, this is Bill Gunderson. How are we going to make money in this market? We'll talk about that when we come back. It's the best stocks now, best inverse funds now, Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I want to talk about a subject here that's been controversial over the years amongst investors. If you're a Can Slim aficionado, which was coined by William O'Neill of Investor's Business Daily, Can Slim stands for current earnings, earnings that are growing, the quarterly earnings quite rapidly. They like to buy triple-digit growth if they can. They can find it. Not a lot of that around today. Annual earnings, that's what the A stands for. Also very good annual earnings growth. I used the example of a REIT yesterday, which had 27% growth in earnings over the last 5 years. That's average annual return. So that REIT, which generally speaking, REITs are pretty stodgy. In fact, I have my son Steven, he's writing an article about that that REIT. We featured earlier in the week for some of the big financial websites out there. That's annual growth. And then N stands for something new, either a new high, a new CEO, a new product that's sweeping America, like a handcrafted burrito at Chipotle, whatever it is. At one time, that was a new thing, sweeping America. The S stands for shares outstanding. The Can Slimmers like to buy stocks that don't have a lot of shares outstanding because it wouldn't take much demand, right, to drive those shares higher if there's not a lot of supply out there. On the other hand, you get an IBM or a Walmart, there's zillions of shares outstanding. It takes a lot to move a big aircraft carrier like that. The L stands for leader or laggard. You want to buy leaders as opposed to laggards in their industry. The I stands for institutional sponsorship. You know, like it or not, the institutions, the mutual funds, the hedge funds, the big trusts, etc. around the world, they make up about 70-80% of the trading in the market. And when they come into a stock with a limited amount of shares outstanding, that can be like an elephant getting into a bathtub, you know, and that stock can fly higher. And the M stands for market conditions. I mean, you can have all the others in place, but if you don't have the market on your side, which is one of the bugaboos right now, in this market, you do not have the market on your side right now. You have the wind in your face. And that's why I have these inverse funds in place, which they've got the wind at their back right now. But another big feature of Can Slim is the sell stop. And that's the subject I want to talk about here in this segment of the show. When you buy a stock, for instance, let's say we're going to buy a couple hundred shares of Barrick Gold, which is flying higher today, just absolutely exploding to the upside. It's a stock that I do own. For the first time in several years, I have warmed up to the precious metal stocks. And Barrick Gold is one that I own, and it's having an excellent day. It's probably one of the best performing stocks in the market. So let's say you were going to buy it. At the time you buy it, you can also put in a couple of things. You can put in a sell limit, all right? Let's say it's, where is it trading at today? It's trading at $14 a share, $14.21. Okay, you could say, I'm going to put in a sell limit at 16. If it hits 16, bang, I'm out and I've locked in a good profit. Well, that's a two-edged sword, because if it goes to 18, you'll say, doggone it, why did I sell it at 16? But at the same time, if you're out on the golf course and not watching the stock, you know, and it went up to 16, all of a sudden you got out and you made a nice little profit. You can also put in something underneath a safety net, a sell stop. if it goes down to this level, the most I want to lose on this stock, and the CAN-SLIM methodology calls for 7 to 8%, I automatically sell it. All right. Now, here's the problem that I've seen with sell stops over the years. People think they're protected. Well, number one, if the stock opens up 30% down tomorrow, that's where you get filled, not at the 7 or 8% that you thought you were protected at, number one. Number two, in a downtrending market, you can buy a stock and you get stopped out and you say, oh, well, that wasn't so bad. I only lost 7%. Then you buy another one. And in a downtrending market, it goes down and you've lost another 7%. You buy another one and it goes down. You have to know which way the market's going. Pretty soon you're down 21%, right? That's another problem with sell stops. But the third problem that I've seen with sell stops over the years, if we go back to August 24th of last year, we had a flash crash. The market plunged, some kind of unusual activity, whether it was a fat thumb on a computer or somebody manipulating it. Sell stops got taken out all over the place, okay? And then the market continued to plunge lower. And then guess what? By the end of the day, it was back to where it started. So all those people got wiped out on their sell stops when in reality, they should have not been impacted at all. That's another danger you have with sell stops. So if you think somehow that just because your guy, your gal uses sell stops that you're protected, I just went through three major scenarios where you're not protected with sell stops. What do I do? You know what? I draw a line in the sand and I do it mentally because I'm here every day looking at stocks throughout the day and I have my lines, I have my trend lines, I have my support levels, and if they should break those or if they get close to those, sometimes I will put in a sell stop. You know, I don't want to own this stock if it falls below this level because that could be the beginning of a big plunge downwards. I talk about support levels. You know, if a stock breaks through a support level, you can a lot of times say look out below because there's no support. You could fall many floors like an elevator on the 19th floor. If all of a sudden it breaks that support level, before you know it, you're on the 13th floor and you had one heck of a jostle while you're in the elevator. You were bringing up some lunch, and all of a sudden the lunch is, you know, all over the place. Well, the stock market does the same thing, and individual stocks do the same thing. To me, it's better to monitor on a daily basis. That's why I call myself an active investor and be on top of the stocks, know where their support levels are. You have to give them some room. I've seen, you know, it almost seems like if you put in a 7% sell stop, you're almost destined to lose 7% on that stock. Because these stocks nowadays, you know, they're a little more volatile than they were in the past. There's a lot more flash traders and these computer programs and whatnot. And they can be a little more volatile. So you have to give them a little bit more room. But if you think that you're protected because of sell stops, and that wouldn't make me feel any better being in a market like this. I like to have the ability to insert some of the inverse funds in there. I feel much more protected when they're up big time today when the market is down big time. So sell stops, a controversial subject for the most part. I think they can be very, very dangerous. When we come back, we'll talk about a best stock now, all right? This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour on another big down day in the market, two in a row after, what, three or four up days in a row. And I warned you, I said, don't get complacent. It's funny because we had a lot of people that were calling us. Well, we always have a lot of people that are calling us and requesting the newsletter. And then all of a sudden, you know, we had like three or four days in a row of an up market. It's like, I don't need you anymore. Why do I need you? And now we've had a couple of down days, and folks might be saying, maybe I do need an active money manager after all. Well, look, I've been through a couple of bear markets. I've been through the 2000 bear market when the NASDAQ went down 80%. I've been through the 2008 bear market when the S&P went down 53%. In fact, I was inventing my app, Best Stocks Now, during the last bear market because I wanted to see the signs, the signals. And if you've been following me along in the newsletter, you'll know that I went bullish on the market way back in March 27th, 2009, and I've been bullish ever since. And every time a threat came along, whether it was gridlock in politics, whether it was the tax tsunami, I mean, we've had all kinds of threats. I hung in there every single time. I looked at my indicators. I said, you know what? The bull is still intact. But you know, if you've been following me along here recently, that I have been growing very cautious, raised a lot of cash, put in inverse protection, safety nets underneath, because nothing can be more devastating to a portfolio or to a retirement than a 50% plus drop in the market. And who knows, the next bear market may be the worst one we ever see. It may be the last bear market we ever see. The way the world is going these days, there's a lot of things out there that I just do not like right now, and I would not feel comfortable not having some inverse, some protection in place. Way better than sell stops. You know what, if we wake up tomorrow and the market gaps down 3,000, 2,000 points on some kind of preemptive strike by North Korea on New York City or whatever, those sell stops are not going to protect you. Inverse funds would soar, however. I just think they're a way better way to protect, and even a way to potentially make money if we get into a real kind of volatile world that seems to be getting more and more volatile on a daily basis. So anyways, it's up to you. It's passive management for you. It's either active, passive, or asleep at the wheel. That's the one I would not want to have. And I fear that the vast majority of people in my industry are the third type. They're getting asleep at the wheel type of management. So if you'd like to talk to us, we are here every single day, Monday through Friday, 855-611-BEST. I put out my newsletter every week. I put my neck on the line. There's no smoke and mirrors here. It is what it is. Right or wrong, it is what it is. But I can tell you that I've been a bull on the market for the last almost 7 years. I've been a bear on gold for the last several years. And you've seen recently a change a happening. As Bob Dylan said, the times they are a changing. Markets have cycles. Economies have cycles. You have to flow with those cycles. It's all relative. My database of 4,300 is relative. There's always a number one and there's always a number 4,300. And they rotate from time to time. What was number one, what was leadership in the sectors and the asset classes 9 months ago, a year ago, it's kind of gone topsy-turvy. And now we have new leadership in the market on a relative basis. The app comes in very, very handy for me to tell me the flavor, the temperature of the current market so that I can adjust my portfolios accordingly. You can't just keep doing. Well, you know, Vanguard would say, hey, you need an all-weather fund that goes through any type of a market. But the problem is these bears are gruesome. They can be vicious. So I just think you've got to tweak from time to time as the cycles go in and out of favor. And one of the areas that I have tweaked a little bit here recently, I have knocked and I have criticized those that were very bullish on gold over the last 3 to 4 years, as gold has done nothing but fall during that period of time. But I've also said along the way, I said, you know, eventually gold and precious metals are going to come back into favor. Unfortunately, a lot of people bought gold when it was very popular and when it was at the top. You know, gold went clear to what, 1900, 1800? And it's been in a downtrend ever since. Gold is cyclical. Oil is cyclical. Oil was $107 a barrel, $120 a barrel at one point in time. Now it's $30 a barrel. Markets do the same thing. Stocks do the same thing. One of the worst things you can do is ride something into the ground. But you know what? Those cycles eventually turn. Some call it every dog has its day. Those cycles eventually turn, and now the worm is turning in the gold markets and in the gold stocks. And in my app, the theory of relativity is at work. And on a relative basis, we're seeing precious metals and we're seeing gold miners, which have been so beleaguered for the last many years in an area to avoid like the plague. All of a sudden, they're coming back into favor. And if you look at my tweets, that's another thing you can do. If you pull up GLD on my app and look down at the bottom, every time I've sent out a tweet, which might be 3 or 4 a year, you'll see that the ones that I've sent out recently are more to the effect of, you know, that's a pretty good chart that's forming there on gold. It's rising in rank in my relative system. And individual stocks also. Well, one stock that I have bought recently, it was in my newsletter last week, is Barrick Gold, ABX. It's kind of the blue chip of gold. Look at that chart today. Holy Toledo. It is breaking out to new all-time highs. It's up about 6 or 7% today. Not all-time highs, but 52-week highs. It's a $17 billion company. They're in Canada, they're in the United States, they're in Peru, they're in Chile. You know, North and South America were very rich in natural resources. That's why it's such a choice land. When the people got here, they found all kinds of things, gold and silver, and they fought over it, right? The Spaniards and came and tried to take it away, and the Aztecs and the Incas and all of this and that. And Barrick Gold is still a very well run rich company worth $17 billion. They've done a lot of consolidating over the years of smaller gold companies. They're out of Toronto, Canada. The stock has floundered. It got clear down to $5 a share last year when gold hit what looks to be maybe the bottom finally. At one time, Barrick Gold was a $55 stock, clear down to $5, and now it's back to $14. It's a triple now almost off of that low. And as I look at my Best Stocks Now app, we'll type in ABX. Let's see what I've had to say about it recently. If you follow me on Twitter, I send out 5 or 6 tweets a day. That's it. Something has to really knock me out. Well, back on just yesterday, I said, nice breakout again on Barrick Gold. I remain long. When I send out a tweet, I always add the fact of whether I own it or not. Back in October of last year, however, actually November 5th, I said gold stocks continue to look horrible. So look how it's changed in just a few months. I said Barrick Gold down 29%. That was last year. It was down 38% the year before that, okay? But guess what? Cyclical, isn't it? Now it's moving up. It's moved up 2,700 points in its overall rank. And I currently own Barrick Gold. I own Barrick Gold in my income portfolio as a hedge for my income retirees against inflation. I own it in my Premier Growth portfolio because it's a large cap stock that all of a sudden is on the move and rising up in relative rank. That's just the way it goes. Would I go overboard here? Would I go 90% precious metals here? No. I've been introducing precious metal stocks back into my portfolios after shunning them for the last several years like the plague. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we had that rally that was Friday, Monday. Well, it was Thursday. I think it was Thursday, Friday, Monday, which looked like, okay, all is well, no worries. And now all of a sudden we've had two really, really nasty days in the market that ought to remind you just how precarious this market is. We've discussed the ways to protect yourself in this kind of a market. You've been lucky. You've had a 6.5-year bull market, which I hope you took advantage of. I've talked to people that over the last 6 years, where they're at now, they made no money whatsoever. That's horrible. They missed the best of the bull. And now, with a bear making a lot of noise out there and attempting to take over this market, now they've got nothing but downside. That's the worst of both worlds. Mm-hmm. But it is a fact. I see it all the time in this business. And I am very thankful to be hedged today. As I said, overall, I'm looking at our portfolios. We see positive today overall with those hedges in place. Someone sent me a tweet, Bill, you're only 15%, 10 to 15% hedge. Aren't you worried about the other 85 to 90%? Well, you know, 45% overall is cash right now. So now you've narrowed it down to just about 40% exposure, and stuff like Barrick Gold is flying higher today. Anglo-American, AU, is flying higher today, and the other stocks I own, Home Depot, etc., they're still holding up. So we take it a day at a time, a stock at a time, active management versus passive management. And even worse yet, asleep at the wheel management, which I fear a lot of folks out there have. Okay, I talk to a lot of people on a daily basis. We all do here at Gunderson Capital Management. And you know, everybody kind of falls into different categories. I talk to younger people. You know, it just seems that most of the younger people, they don't seem to be getting into the market as much these days, or they're doing it themselves through robots or whatever. Most of the folks we talk to are probably 40 plus, and I would say the average age of people that we talk to are closer to 60. There are people that have accumulated over their lifetime, have worked hard, and are still looking to either A, growth. I mean, one of two things is on their mind, either growth, and that growth comes in two flavors here at Gunderson Capital Management. I have my Ultra Growth portfolio, and I have my Premier Growth portfolio. One is a little more aggressive than the other one for younger people who still need that growth phase when things are going well in the market. They got to make hay while the sun is shining. And then there's those folks that are retired, but they don't need the income. They still want their portfolios to grow. And my Premier Growth portfolio kind of leans more in the large cap stocks. That's where the Home Depots of the world reside, and stocks of that ilk. I do not own big, stodgy old stocks of yesteryear that aren't growing anymore. The IBMs of the world, the Walmarts of the world, where the growth is slow, the Ciscos of the world. Those are stocks of yesteryear. They're way past their prime. Instead, we focus on stocks of today that are still flourishing, that are still growing. But even those are vulnerable if we go into a bear. And even those, I have a line in the sand underneath them. in case if the market were to continue to break down. Then the third style of management I have is ultra conservative. We want a little bit of income from our portfolio, but it would be nice if it could also have the potential to grow. Now, most people would put them into bond funds, but the problem I see with that, where are you going to get the capital appreciation? Now, we've had a little bit this year because interest rates have fallen because of the fear in the market. But looking out over the next 3, 5, 10 years, do you see a falling interest rate environment? Do you really see the potential for capital appreciation? In fact, you have the potential for capital depreciation, which could offset what you're earning from that bond portfolio, unless you're going to hold those bonds to maturity, which most people do not. So I have an income and growth account, I call it. And right now, it's focused in dividend payers, dividend exchange traded funds, some of them yielding as much as 6, 7, 8%. You can take a look at that and some of the higher dividend payers right now, which have really come back into favor. I would almost call them blue chips. We're seeing a blue chip rally, the dogs of the Dow, maybe you could say. The highest dividend payers in the Dow and in the S&P 500 are very much in style, in favor right now. And you can see those in my portfolios that I've constructed in this income and growth portfolio. And then fourthly, you know, people usually have some kind of tag-along portfolio, a little Roth with 12 grand in it, you know, or his IRA or her IRA with about 22 grand in it. Well, then we use ETFs and funds. And there I'm using right now some market neutral funds, which are hedged mutual funds like what I do here at Gunderson Capital Management. I have a few of the gold miners in there. I have some utilities in there, wherever the action is. Now, the last 18 months, you know, a transition from a bull to a bear is messy. It's very messy. And I'm not saying we've transitioned into a bear yet, but boy, have we come close. We saw a bear show up for a few days. It flashed red in the small cap arena. We saw a bear show up in the mid-cap section of the market. Now, I mean, this is getting very, very close to home. And it's a messy transition. And the last 18 months have been messy. But eventually here, a trend is going to emerge out of this whole thing that will be a opportunity. Okay, if it's a big downtrend, that's an opportunity. And if the market says enough is enough, we're oversold, and we're going to rally big time from here, and we're going to go into a 6, 8, 9 month uptrend, well, that's an opportunity. The market is at a crossroads here, and we have those safety nets in place underneath every single one of our model portfolios right now. We are hedged, which is way different from having sell stops, which is way different from having an asset allocation, which is way different from being a passive investor. There's not a lot of active investors out there anymore. If you'd like to talk to one, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.